Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Each season, we hear about wildfires decimating thousands of acres. As Northern Arizona University's Regents Professor Wally Covington explains, although the fires damage the ecology for generations, there are ways to restore forests.
One of today's greatest conservation challenges is the decline of forests that evolved with frequent low-intensity surface fires. These forests now burn with high-intensity crown fires on a scale of 500,000 acres, an area half the size of Long Island. We are seeing these changes throughout the dry forest of the West. The outlook is grim. Climate change is bringing extreme drought and high winds, both of which exacerbate the problem. These landscapes were once dominated by open, park-like forest, kept open by naturally occurring frequent surface fires. That all changed with Euro-American settlement and the introduction of heavy livestock grazing. Grazing removed the grasses across vast landscapes, effectively eliminating natural fires. In the absence of these fires, tree populations erupted to levels far beyond the carrying capacity of the land. Natural fire regimes once limited tree densities at 10 to 60 trees per acre. Today, 500 to 1,000 trees per acre is the norm. These excessive tree densities have shifted the role of fire from maintaining forest health to a destructive force that can impair ecosystems for centuries. All is not lost. For example, in Arizona, the Four Forest Restoration Initiative is working to restore 2.4 million acres that stretches from the Grand Canyon to the New Mexico border. Other landscape restoration efforts are spreading throughout the West. Today, many of us are optimistic about getting on top of the problem. If we are successful, future generations will have healthy forests that are an asset instead of a liability.
That was Northern Arizona University's Wally Covington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.